you could tell that a lot of the people in here, however, had worked for corrections. I don't think, maybe a lot of those people were, I don't know. Our prison system's a major burden on the state budget. I heard a statistic from a government official that it costs between $25,000 and $30,000 per year to house an inmate in the state of Missouri. It's more than some college graduates make in their first year. I would recommend amending the capital punishment execution sentencing laws to include rapists, child molesters. Well, we can't do that. That's unconstitutional. I strongly support the views outlined by the Missouri State Supreme Court Justice at the beginning of this year's session. Increase funding for the drug court programs as a way to eventually decrease the number of minor offenders going into the correction system. Eventually, this will help slow the need for continual expansions of correctional facilities, which are much more costly per criminal than drug court or other alternative sentencing options. In my time in corrections, I've watched the wardens exhaust all the funds available by redecorating offices, new carpet, and so on. Every year they come out and say, can your department spend this much, and can you have it done by the end of the fiscal year? Have a lot of that. Reduce the comforts the prisoners get, lower the heat temperature or raise the AC temperature, remove the cable and weight rooms. Make transportation of inmates to different prisons only happen once a week instead of twice a week. Take away the $7.50 to inmates monthly. Give them soap, toilet paper, toothpaste, and deodorant. Have inmates pay a copay to see doctors. Prohibition did not work with alcohol, and it's not working with the war on drugs. How much money are we spending annually to incarcerate people for drugs? Yeah. We could not legislate morality. If we could, we would have a moral society.